remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device. Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLight.
We've got ourselves a barn burner, folks, here in Cass City. Although I hate that term these days. 16-12. Lakers leading after they made a stop on defense, giving the ball back to themselves after a Laker interception by Cass City's defense. Gave the ball back to Cass City. They marched down the field. Then a turnover of downs on defense. The Lakers' defensive stop is his first play on offense for the Lakers. Goes to Diaz Reyes. And he's tackled inbounds at the 33-yard line. And the wind just switched a little bit here.
Tackle there for Cass City, number 11, Drew Loomis.
A gain of three, second and seven coming up here from the 33-yard line of Laker territory. Left to right across the radio are the Green Machines. Receiver wide to the right, Seth Bowles. Wisner, the freshman quarterback, hands it off to Terrence Dubes. He's out through the gap, breaks free of a tackle.
What a run.
Gets the first down, and then he's all the way out to the 46-yard line. Wow.
T.J. Moore, the sophomore, makes the tackle. Terrence Dubes run into a pile about 5 yards into that play. And the next thing we knew, he was out there another 7-8 yards down the field before he actually went down. Heck of a power run there by number 21, Terrence Dubes.
They mark him down at the 45, so it's going to be a 12-yard gain for Terrence Dubes. Beat up arm and all. First and 10 for the Lakers. First down markers at the Cass City's 45-yard line. They're at Lakers' 45-yard line. Receiver wide to the left, and we saw some action on the line. They're doing pulling out the disco move there, the officials, and it's going to be a false start. 5-yard penalty against the Lakers. So it's going to be now first and 15 from their own 40-yard line. Another penalty for Lakers.
Oh, man, they are just making this so hard on themselves, giving themselves a chance after stopping that Cass City offense on fourth down, get a great run, and then give five of it back right away on first and 10. First and 15 coming up, about 10 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
That is five penalties for 30 yards for Lakers on offense, not to mention the personal fouls they've had on defense. Receiver wide to the left, Wisner in the for the keeper coming out of the shotgun, and he is stopped in his tracks after about a 2-yard gain out to the 42-yard line. Nothing more there. Gain of two brings up second and 13 now for Lakers. 10:20 left in the fourth. Still hanging on to that lead, though, 16-12 over Cass City.
Tackler there, number 44, Brandon Horn.
Cass City, their safety, number 10. Jack Stern, pretty much everyone else, except for the corner, is going out on an island. Everyone else is inside the box. 16-12, Lakers with the ball and the lead. Marlette now, 29-26 over Ubley, as it's a handoff to Diaz Reyes. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage and gets all the way down to the 48-yard line, maybe the 49, according to the spot. A 48-yard line, indeed it is, for a 6-yard gain for number 20 of the Laker jerseys. And it's going to bring up a third down and seven to go.
The sophomore T.J. Moore makes the stop.
Cass City looking for a big stop here. They had momentum on their sideline. With a turnover of downs after a long drive that tends to swing it back to the opposing sideline. Lakers coming out. Receiver to the right here, Seth Bowles. Wizard in the shotgun. Man to his left, that's Dubes, and he's going to roll to his right, looking to pass. Now he's going to have to scramble. He's across midfield to the 45, has the first down, down to the 35, and pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line. The 29-yard line forced out by Drew Loomis. And it's going to be a Laker first down. A flag is in the backfield, though, right at the line of scrimmage. And more than likely, this one's going to be coming back due to a hold. It's a hold against Lakers. So don't even look at that play. Didn't even happen, as it's going to march 10 yards the other way from a third and seven, which resulted in a first down and a big gain. Now a third and 17 for the Lakers marching back into their own territory.
And yet again, another big play by Brennan Wisner, the freshman, making a big-time decision to not throw the ball into any sort of coverage and taking the ball and scrambling into open space. Gets a nice block down the field, but you definitely, if you can see the back numbers, Clark, you can't make that block.
They march off 10 yards as the line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line of Laker territory. 8-4, 8:55 left in the fourth. Lakers hanging on to a four-point lead, facing a third and 17. First down marker at the Cass City 45. Two receivers wide each way. Spread offense. Wisner back to pass to his left. He has a man open. Terrence Dubes. Oh. And it falls through his hands. Incomplete. He had a wide open Terrence Dubes at the 30-yard line of Cass City. Falls incomplete. And now fourth down and 17. Lakers more than likely going to bring out the punt team, which happens to look like their offense.
Oh, man, what a good – let's start with the offensive line, Clark, giving Brennan Wisner a chance to step into a throw, and he put one right into the breadbasket. Terrence Dubes got turned around a little bit, but I know for a fact he should have caught that ball, hit both of his hands on the way down. A heck of a throw by Brennan Wisner as he continues to impress out of nowhere, coming in for the injured Dustin Keady.
Line scrimmage at the 38-yard line. Dubes ready to kick this one away. A little bit of a high kick. He gets this one off, and they're going to say he ran into the punter, and it's a fair catch brought into the 29-yard line by number 10, Jack Stern. And it's going to be roughing the punter against Cass City. And it's going to be against number 33, TJ Moore, the sophomore, as he almost had the block punt because of that high snap, but he ran into his leg as he was elevated. And that is going to result in an automatic first down for Lakers. So.
Wow, what a change of things here. A high snap, just when you thought it was going to go over his head. A heck of a recovery there by the punter, Terrence Dubes. And TJ Moore thought he had a block for sure, but instead got nothing but the leg of the kicker. And that's an easy call for the official.
8:33 left in the fourth, and they march off 15 yards. And automatic first down now at the 48-yard line of Cass City is Lakers off the right hash, two wide to the left. Wisner's in the shotgun. He has Dubes to his left and Diaz Reyes behind him. Hand off to Diaz Reyes around the left end. He has room to run. He's crossed the 40-yard line down to the 35, cuts back in, and then goes back out to the 33-yard line near the far sideline, tackled inbounds for a 15-yard gain for Diaz Reyes. Stops the clock momentarily at 8:17 left in the fourth.
And Parker Hare makes it an even 10 tackles on the night.
Number 33 checks out. TJ Moore, the sophomore. First and 10 off the left hash for the Lakers. Two wide to the left. Clock resumes to wind down here. High snap. They get it off to Diaz Reyes regardless. He's out and runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line. They're actually going to mark him down at the 29-yard line, so that's going to be a 5-yard gain for number 20, and he's starting to get his numbers rolling. He has 15 carries for 87 yards on the night.
Forced out of bounds by number 60, Jake Lawrence.
Terrence Dubes with 48 yards. Diaz Reyes with 87. Wisner, the quarterback, stepping in halfway through the first with 45. Second and 5 now for the Lakers. Two wide to the left. Same formation. Wisner's in the shotgun, and they hand it off to Terrence Tubes. Going to go right up the gut into the hands, though, of number 71. Jose Nazario, the freshman lineman, swallows him up only after a 2-yard gain all the way down to the 27-yard line. Now brings up a 3rd and 3.
And Lakers trying to change the pace up, thinking the defense was going to be after Diaz Reyes, but not fooled on the fake. Terrence Dubes, a very short gain, leaving third and a manageable 3.
Cass City trying to look for a stop here, trailing by 4, 16-12 to the Lakers with the ball. And now we have a flag at the as the snap went off. And it's turned to disco night here, folks. That's another false start against Lakers. So 5 yards marched off from a 3rd and 3 now to a 3rd and 8. Back to the 33-yard line. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City on the WLAW Sports Network. Lakers 16, Cass City 12, 7:31 left in the fourth.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers.